Blog Talk Radio.
And now, here's your host, William Powell, the king of DC media.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Tonight, my guests are director George Dibble and actors Wes Lee and Christopher Enlow, who have created an intriguing and award-winning film, Volkoff. This film has won the 2019 Indie Short Fest in the LA International Film Festival, the 2019 South Academy Film and Arts Award, and the 2019 Independent Shorts Awards, among many others. You can find out more about the film at volkofffilm.com. That is V-O-L-K-O-V. I have here a synopsis. When Agent Matthew Shepard looks into his brother's mysterious disappearance, he discovers that sometimes it's better to let sleeping dogs lie. Through a haze of dark visages and hidden corners of the criminal underworld, he discovers that a devil walks in the shadows. Only mentioned in whispers, the elusive Volkoff is truly the epitome of fear and pity, and as his name suggests, a scarred and ravenous wolf, though in human form. Revered by gangsters and worshipped by the corrupt agent Shepard, he discovers that even criminals have heroes. Yes, indeed, folks. Yes, indeed. So I see that George, Wes, and Christopher are on the line. And let me go ahead and bring them on the air. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I can hear you now. Yay. So we got George, Wes, and Christopher on the line.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
so
much for having us on.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. So now, George, I know that Volkoff has won a lot of festivals. Now, what's been some of the feedback you've gotten from fans?
Well, you know, with the festivals we've entered, we're trying to get our feet wet with the trailer. So a lot of these festivals just entered the trailer and do the trailer categories. So, you know, just that in itself to be winning these awards and even being selected to these film festivals, especially out in L.A., and I think one was in Chile or Belize, just for the trailer is huge for us. You know, that's a very positive vibe going into, you know, the third or fourth quarter of post, getting ready to launch the film on June 23rd with all these awards from our trailer. So we're hopeful and very positive that the film will have the same reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I know you've had a lot of different events and things that you've gone to, like Comic Book Day and things like that.
Yeah, that was great. You know, the guys down here in Woodbridge, they were great. Their comic book, May the 4th be with you, Free Comic Book Day, was an awesome event. You know, got to see some new faces, some repeat faces, you know, sell some tickets and some shirts and just network. So, you know, to be able to get out and get away from social media and actually meet people in person is a huge plus.
These are real people. Yeah, real people. That's right.
They do exist.
Yeah. That's right. They really do exist. So now, Wes, now you play Volkoff himself. So how would you describe the character? Yeah, how would you describe the character?
Interesting. Very interesting. He's definitely a product of his environment. Being raised the way that he was, and being able to show you that in the film that we're putting out, he's multiple layers to him. I mean, when putting the character together, we wanted to really give the audience something different. And I really feel that not just with my character, but with all the characters that were in this film, I think each one has their own personality. And then the way I see it is the audience is, you know, they're really going to get behind one guy or they're going to really not like this guy. That's the kind of fun of it. But with Volkoff, I really feel... interesting is probably the best word. I see there's multiple layers to his character, and I'm looking forward to exploring that even more in the future.
Well, yeah, no, he looks pretty menacing, and like you say, it looks like he has multi characters. I mean, layers to his character. So it's kind of hard to tell. You know, is he villain? Is he hero? Or is he a little bit of both? Or it's kind of hard to tell.
And he's blind.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was that made things that definitely made things interesting on set. So because I really wanted to dig into the character, and I wanted to really focus on the different sensory enhancements and things like that. So I did a lot of research on that, and then everybody on set was able to really jump in and help out, and it made for some really solid moments. It made for some really funny moments and fun moments on set as well. You know, working with everybody, it was definitely an experience I'll never forget. So
amazing. So now, Christopher, what can you tell us about Agent Shepard?
Agent Shepard is your tough agent, kind of frustrated, kind of worn out. He comes off a little bit as the wants to be left alone kind of guy, but he is a family man. You know, he knows what he's doing. He's all about the job, but I get the impression that he's kind of just sick of everything, kind of just sick of everybody.
Wow. Yeah. Kind of a cynical kind of guy. Yeah, folks, the switchboard is lighting up here, so I see that we have a caller, and let's see if they have a question. So this is number 571, and I know there's a couple 571s here, but there's a 57199, so I'm going to go ahead and bring that individual on the air. And so when you come on, just ask your question. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. I was listening in on the phenomenal panel. I'm very excited. So, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Do you have a question?
No, I'm just listening in. I don't have a question just yet. I'm just listening right now.
Okay.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah, I blew my cover.
Okay, if you have a question, we'll bring you. Maybe we'll bring you back in later. Okay, so let's move on. So, okay, George, you got to talk about how you found artist Turgut Özap. He has some amazing art.
So I actually didn't find him. That was actually Lisa Cole. She plays Volkov's mom. She's actually very, very good friends with Turgut. And she brought him up early on. I think we've been filming for about six or seven months. She brought him in very, very early and said, you know, I know this guy. He's in Turkey, you know, halfway around the world, a phenomenal artist. You know, here's some artwork that he's done of me, you know, portraying different characters. And, you know, Wes and I were just blown away. And, you know, as I started importing the raw footage and editing it, I would capture stills, you know, really, really good, intense scenes and send them to Wes, and then Wes would send it to Turgut. And, you know, a month or two would go by and Turgut would send these batches of amazing drawings in. The guy is phenomenal. He actually has a book out on Amazon. Unfortunately, it doesn't ring a bell to me, but we can get the link and link it in the comments. The guy
is
phenomenal.
Big Betamax video, I believe.
There it is.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
that's
yeah, all
amazing.
Freehand. He actually went out of his way and actually had a company videotape him drawing the artwork. And, I mean, it looks like it was half a day of a production. And then he held on to it and sent it to us right before the comic books event, and we were just blown away. Yeah, so to actually see him, you know, he's not here in the States. He's halfway around the world, so we didn't get to witness that kind of stuff. So it was awesome for him to send that. He's an amazing guy. You know, we wish he was here with us, but, you know, I know he is, and spirit and all that good stuff. So we love him.
Yeah, his artwork
awesome.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's, I mean, just like some of his artwork of not just on your project, but movie stars and action stars. It's just phenomenal. I mean, it's just really phenomenal. I did not know he was overseas. I mean, that's just even more impressive that, even overseas that he was exposed to all of those characters and he can draw, and it's just amazing. So I see that the switchboard is lighting up here. So we've got Virginia area code, and it ends in 43. So number 43, I'm going to bring you on the air, and let's see if you have a question. Okay, 43, you're on the air. Hello.
How you doing? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Who's calling?
Hi, how you doing? I was actually part of this movie, and I want to make a comment. I've been a part of enormous productions in the movie world and also in the TV business and also in the boxing world. And what struck me about the production was the professionalism. And these guys were unbelievably professional, and the attention to detail, the absolute decency that they treated every single person on the set, every extra, every actor, every film, camera guy, whatever. I was really taken aback by, this was not amateur hour. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I expected it to be amateur hour. And this was really, really a breath of fresh air. And I thank you for letting me be a part of it. But, I mean, this is going to be something. This is really going to be something. And it's a credit to the people involved, the writers, and the production staff, the actors, everything, and I just want to, I want to take my hat off to the whole family of Volkoff.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
I mean, that Jimmy Lang, man. Thank you so much. That's amazing. I mean, you went above and beyond as well, man. You really came through.
I never said my name. Well, how do you know that?
I did. I did. I'll say it again. Jimmy Lang.
Jimmy Lang.
I mean, it was so much fun, from knowing you from the past. It was so much fun being on set with you and seeing you just jump right in. I mean, it's like there were so many people involved. I think I may be wrong. George can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we had over 80 extras that were – a part of the film, and the featured extras like the goons and the tactical squads and how everybody gelled and came together. I mean, and it's from principal actors, featured extras. I think we all became a family, and I think
special. I walked in that bar, and it was like I said, the professionalism level was extremely high.
I appreciate that.
As high as anything I've ever been, and I think the kind of things I've been involved in, and
absolutely,
it's a real tribute. It's a real tribute to you guys.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You,
from,
really
from,
appreciate that.
From the moment that
Thank
George
you.
And I talked, and it was that was one thing I know that George from day one was all about, and has always been about since I've known him, is quality. And I would, in the early stages, I would talk about, well, maybe we could green screen this, and he's like, absolutely not, man. Let's get the real deal. Let's do it. We'll make it happen. And with everybody coming together, just the whole cast, it's amazing. So my hat's off to you. My hat's off to everybody.
Well, let me say real fast. Let me say real fast, since it is Jimmy calling in. I actually got to work directly with Jimmy in this film, and Jimmy did a phenomenal performance in this, and really was able to help my character go to another level. I don't want to talk too much about what had happened, because it would give away, you know, give away the scene if I say too much about it. But Jimmy has a great, great future ahead of him as an actor. And anybody that's listening in right now should be looking Jimmy Lang up on the internet, on Facebook, as an actor, so they can see what this guy's about, because he was fantastic on that set. I'm never going to forget working with him, and I'm sure I'll definitely be working with him again in the future.
Awesome. Awesome.
So much love, man.
Thank you for saying that.
This is great.
Absolutely humbled. I'm humbled. So I'm gonna get off, but that's my two cents.
Okay.
But again, I'm humbled, Chris. You know, you're a seasoned veteran, and it's just, this is gonna be really enormous. It's really something, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we are so happy to have you.
Jimmy's a really good
thanks
character.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
He does a lot
thanks
of work with kids in the
awesome.
Area, too.
That's
so Jimmy
good.
Is an awesome character.
Okay, that's fantastic. We've got 240, error code 240, ending in 00, so we'll bring that person on the air. So just identify yourself and ask your question. Okay, 240, what's your question? You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say hi, Wes. Hi, Christopher. It's Danielle.
Kitty!
Hey! Oh my God.
What's up?
Nothing. I'm really excited. And I love you guys, and I love my Volkov family.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you, too.
I do have a question. Why are you two so cool?
Why are we so cool?
Yeah.
I'm not. Years of mistakes.
You must be talking to those guys. No, we do have the king of DC media here with us.
That is cool. Why are you so cool if you're asking you that?
That's the question.
George is a cool one. He's the one that had to basically babysit all of us on set all the time. So
some more than others.
That
was kidding.
As I slowly raise my hand.
Nice.
That would be me.
We're in contact, so
okay.
He needed a little coercing around the set.
Okay.
I think I delivered my lines to things that weren't inanimate objects at times, so sorry.
Okay, folks, we got to move on. We got another call. Thanks for calling, caller. We're going to move on, and we got another person on the switchboard here. This is 410, ending in 7-1. So just identify yourself and ask your question. Okay, 71.
Identify myself. I am the winner. Andy.
Oh my God,
Andy!
And I'm sitting here listening. This happens to be the best broadcast of the night, best broadcast of the year, the best movie this movie is going to send shockwaves to Hollywood. Biggest deal you've ever seen in your life. Volkov, Volkov, Volkov. Get it through your head. Get it through your thick skulls. This will be a magical moment.
Oh man, dude, Andy, how
wow.
are you, man? Thanks for calling. This
wow.
is great. The first time I've talked
hey,
to you since the last.
Well, the pleasure's all yours. Let me tell you that this movie's gonna be great. I'm more excited. June 23rd, I got a special suit just for that night. And
no.
the host of this show doesn't know what kind of suits I'm talking about, then we'll have to re-educate him on that one. This movie's going
wow.
to be unbelievable, folks. Jimmy Lang is even in it, which doesn't usually mean blockbuster, but I'm telling you right now.
I think Jimmy's on his way to your house right now.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy Lang's boxing career was nothing.
He does play a goon, you know. Jimmy plays a goon. You better be careful.
He epitomizes the word goon. You know? The same way I epitomize the word Fruit Loops. But,
so speaking of goons, you know, Andy plays the goon along with the two Matt and Jimmy, and of course
yeah.
The one time Charles D. Clark Those guys came in
Brutish.
Like a tornado. Yeah, they came in like a tornado and just took over their scenes. Again, the professionalism right back to all of them. I think they kind of created their own family within the Goon family within Volkov.
Right.
Those guys are all phenomenal. I mentioned it before in another interview about, you know, there's this main storyline, but there are so many other storylines that segue off of it. And one of them is the Goons. And we're gonna revisit them in the next series or the next movie. And they're going to have a huge, huge presence, where and how they came about in this film. So be prepared and watch out for them.
Well, I'm honored to be a part of it. Inlo, I can't thank you enough for calling me, asking me to be a part of this. And the Goons are certainly a family, minus Jimmy Lang. But I can tell you guys, I am honored to be a part of this amazing movie. I can't wait to see the premiere. America can't wait. They better buckle up because Volkov is here. It's coming.
Right.
Okay. You know, Danielle, the young lady that called
up,
in.
Folks. You better buckle up. You better buckle up. Well, thanks for calling, Andy. Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Thanks, man.
Now, the young lady called in here, she actually plays she actually does the role of the waitress. She plays the role of a waitress in as well. And that was Danielle Sandler that called in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and just so everybody knows, I'll shout out the Goons. It had Timothy Weimer Jr., Matt Anderson, Andy Wynn Weinberg, Ben Wainwright, Matt Moeller, and Jimmy Lang. All right. There
Goons.
We go. All right, yep. The Goons. It could be a sequel. So I got one more call. I think we have time for one more person on the switchboard here. This is Virginia area code, and they end in 76. So 76, identify yourself and ask your question. Hello, you're on the air, 76.
Hey, 76 here. I don't really have a question, but I would like to hear these guys talk about the decision-making and the idea and the execution of how you guys went out and shot this awesome trailer on the very iconic Exorcist staircase in Washington, D.C.
That was I'm going to go ahead and I'll pass this one off to George, because I mean he took that to another level. That was a lot of fun. That was a great night. So I'll let George.
That was a lot of fun. That was super early. That was Wes
Halloween.
And I kind of that was before we even started shooting the main parts. And you know, we were looking around for just a teaser trailer to shoot, and we Wes came up with the shooting it on the Exorcist steps. And you know, we didn't pull permits or anything like that. So it was a very run and gun environment. You know, we did it, I think it was on Friday or Saturday night. So, you know, it's a popular spot in D.C. for people to come and take pictures. So, you know, we're trying to shoot this teaser with other people, trying to run up and down the stairs taking pictures. So it was kind of cool. You know, they kind of came around the corner. We had all this lighting and gear set up. But it was more of a teaser than really touching on the storyline of the film, because we really hadn't developed a lot of the deep storyline at that point. We had kind of just an oversight of what we wanted to do. So I think it was more focused on the connection between Volkov and his mother. And that connection. And it was a very cool setup. It fit, I think, visually where we were going to go with it. And it helped to kind of get us in that place. So, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. And it wasn't that cold yet.
Right.
All right. Awesome.
That was that was the first time I had seen George work as well. And and it gave me an idea about what kind of shots and what kind of look we had. I had to look forward to with this. And I remember the way that Volkov, that Wes was dressed, along with the stairs and the knife and the camera shots. I remember making a lot of references to Batman. Like the shots looked amazing, and it had this very just well done, almost larger than life feel to it, like a Batman movie or a Tim Burton movie. And it was right then I was like, man, this is going to be good. I could tell right at that point. I was very happy to have gotten involved with this production.
That was one thing that was a part of that of that just basic introduction to the characters. I know throughout this whole film, one of the very original concepts was that, honestly, to kind of go back and pay respects to a lot of the films that we grew up watching and the iconic movements and scenes and the way they were shot. And it's just amazing. It's one of the things I love about George so much is that, when I just put the basic idea out there, it's like he snagged it right away. And with everyone that was there that day, Lisa, with Christopher, with everyone that was on that set, it just all pulled together. And then when we actually went into actual production, like when you see the film, you're going to hear certain lines that you're going to remember some other things. And they're just kind of little Easter eggs and little fun things. And it was so much fun, watching Charles and Shannon and Lisa and Christopher, everybody just take that to a whole nother level and really make it their own. And under George's direction, it was, I just couldn't be happier. I'm really excited for the 23rd. And I definitely want to say, one thing I do want to recognize somebody that's really important, and that is Ralph Morse.
Ralph is
very close friend. He's known for, he's an actor as well. He's been featured in over 80 films, TV shows. He's in the United Kingdom. He best known for his roles in Empire Strikes Back and Jedi. And for the course of a couple of years now, we talk daily, and he's really helped me develop these characters and really helped me understand each stage of development. Not only is he involved that way, but musically he's contributed, and which that's spun into, one of his original songs that we have. It's spun into our friends in Brooklyn, New York, Shinobi Ninja, covering one of his songs, giving it a different sound. And it's just all these different pieces of the puzzle that have come into play. And George said it earlier, and it's probably my favorite concept of the process and of the film, is that what you're going to see is an introduction to characters. You're going to get an introduction to the scenarios that Christopher is in, the hunter meets the hunted, the white wolf, the black wolf, which one survives is the one that you feed, that whole mentality. And each character's story has that option that to elevate, and there's so much more to tell. And there's, you pick a character and you can run off with that, and you'll see that in the film. And we're really excited. And William Powell, this has been awesome. I really appreciate, you bringing us all on. This has been a lot of fun. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're not quite done yet because I wanted to ask. Yeah, George, how would you describe your directing style?
Very personal and open to suggestions by my peers. Director is a very funny word with me. I'm not a micromanager. I don't like, giving direction is just more of like assistance to me rather than barking orders. These guys are actors. I'm not. I think what makes us all work so well together is that I know they're professionals at what they do, and they know I'm a professional at what I do, and we're copacetic in everything together. I think I'm blessed with the fact that I didn't need to give these guys much direction. We all sat down and did dry runs and dry reads, and they knew their parts going in. And the biggest thing with me is that they believed in their roles. You see some films, independent films, where people are just, you can tell that they're not into the character. They're just doing it to do it. Every single person in this film felt their part. And I mean, there were some times where I actually, and my wife is our production manager for my company. There was one scene where,
hi, Candace.
Where I forgot to record. It was just so captivated with what was happening behind the camera.
Well,
I forgot to record. It was that captivating to me. I was like, I'm watching the movie right now. So that's the kind of stuff that I was dealing with, is that professionalism, that type of, that style of acting, the top notch acting from everybody. And, you know, from Charles D. Clarke and Christopher and all these people who are seasoned actors, all the way down to, like Shannon and all the goons and all the extras who came in the very first time acting. When you see them in the film, you're not going to be able to tell who is seasoned, who's not. That's I'm blessed to have worked with everyone in this film. So
awesome. So
Charles,
now,
didn't Charles do? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, he left. He left. He left us. Unfortunately, I was going to get him though. I was going to bring him back in. But speaking of acting,
Charles actually didn't. I know with George, like I was saying, like, I mean, he said it perfectly. I mean, it's being the man, you know, behind the camera, the man, the visual thing, but he would bring people in. I know for one of our final scenes, Charles, who plays Brutus in the film, I believe he like was an AD for you on that day because he had some great ideas, and I loved seeing that. Just everybody, you know, and it was great. That was awesome. So sorry.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, he was right there. So now, speaking of acting, so now, Christopher, what ways did this role challenge you?
Oh! Oh my gosh. Okay, well, first off, I have done virtual reality. I have performed in blizzards. I have performed in lots of insanity. It's kind of my thing to like, I've been acting for 38 years, and I've taken classes like my entire life. I've been doing this, so it's nice to I mean, an actor can hope that he lands a role that makes his mind go to that place, but this was not just having to have my mind play the character and live out the character, but my mind had to convince my body that I was living out the role as well. There was some very, very challenging things that went on in this. I really wish that we had all seen the movie at this point so I can really like tap into it. But there were physical things that happened in this that were very difficult to get through.
Like stunts?
And
various stunts?
What, was I stuck? I mean, well, I got through it, of course. But,
No, I was talking about various physical stunts and things.
Oh, stunts. It wasn't so much stunts. It was more situation. And, like, I'll tell you one thing. You don't realize how much you love your pockets until you can't freaking get to them.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but no, it was very challenging. But you know what? When I took the role, that's actually when I discussed this role with Wes, he had called me up and we had a long, long conversation about this and whether or not I would be good for the role. And we got to this one particular scene, and he's like, "Well, this is what's going to happen." And I was like, "Oh my God, that's insane! I want it, like I'm in." So I mean, it was the challenge that actually drew me to the character. I don't know if I've actually played a role that was like this, but like I said, I've certainly been in a lot of situations where I had to challenge myself as an actor because of the circumstance, because of the weather conditions. And this has, I mean, this was really something that an actor should go through as, you know, to challenge yourself as an actor to see if you are at that point in your career and if you can get through it and pull it off. So, like, I was really, really grateful to have gotten the opportunity to play this particular character because of that. But it's like, I can't say too much about it because it'll give away the whole surprise, but it's the surprise that you're asking me about right now that made me like hug Wes and go, I want this. Let's do this.
Wow.
So, like,
wow.
You're,
so
now, you're gonna,
that's amazing.
Yeah, you're going to love
you gotta
this.
Answer
you're love
the
it.
Same question. Yeah, Wes, so what way
well,
did this the role challenge you?
I think in every way possible. Going back
getting
to like what Christopher said with their, that original conversation about scenarios and seeing, you know, the ways to be things. And you know, you'll see from the trailer, obviously my character is blind. So that was one of the biggest obstacles is really being able to rely on everybody around me and trying to tap into the different sensory perceptions, the sense of smell, the touch. I mean, because I literally could not see anything on set, anything, nothing. I could see just maybe hint of light here and there, but that would probably be the challenging, most challenging was not being able to see. Because I know subconsciously I could take the contacts out. And that's something that I learned from Rob was how to use my other senses. And with everybody's help, I think it came across really well. I think the other thing that was really important is something that was really challenging was the Volkov is a Russian-American, I guess we could call him now, born and raised in Russia. You'll see, you know, as time goes by, one thing that I, when I was getting into the character, I really didn't want to overdo a Russian accent. I didn't want to come across that way. We were lucky enough to have friends that are Russian that were very willing to come in and talk with me and help me with different translations and different ways of saying things, you know, that, and that, I think that helped a lot. But, you know, having the conversation with George about the story's development when we decided that, okay, well, let's change things a little and let's move it in this direction. I think that really made things easier for me because I didn't have to come across, you know, the real standard accent. You know, I wanted to do something more. I wanted to make it my own more. And I think that those were probably the most challenging parts of this film.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're getting near the end here. So, George, you got to talk about this must have been an amazing script. I mean, it is an amazing script from what I'm hearing. How did you come across this script by Steve James?
I can kind of hand that off to Wes. Wes and Steve talked about it, and then Wes kind of presented it to me later on. So, you know, Wes, you can start it, and I can finish it if you want.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to work with Steve James. He's based out of Richmond, Virginia area, and he does a lot of independent stuff. I've always liked his style of writing. I really enjoyed it, and I presented him just note after notes after notes on these different characters that Ralph and I would talk about. And during this period, Steve had sent me, you know, the first draft of the story, and I loved it. There was little things that we tweaked here and there, but for the most part, it was a go from right away. I mean, just he pulled the ideas from my head and was able to put them down, and I think he did a fantastic job as always. And and you're even going to see Steve in the film. So yes, everyone that knows Steve that's listening or whatever, keep an eye out because he may or may not make an appearance. So, but
amazing,
yeah.
Amazing.
A lot of really good people contributed to this film, so in so many
absolutely.
Different ways, you know.
That's right. So now, George, you got to talk about a little bit more about your premiere on the 23rd.
So our tickets went on sale May 4th, the day our trailer went live, and the day we were at the comic store or the comic convention. We sold out in less than 48 hours later. It's going to be on June 23rd at University Mall Theaters, but unfortunately we don't have any tickets left, which not unfortunately, it's a very good thing. You know, we love all of our fans and people who bought tickets and all that good stuff. So I'm actually a producer and editor for Amazon. So we're going to be pitching this film to the larger streaming media outlets like Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, all those big entities. So, you know, once the premiere happens, we're going to tuck it away for a little bit and work the business side of the film, put it in some festivals, see what we can do behind the scenes, and then probably launch it hopefully on one of these streaming platforms for everyone to view. So, yeah, that's where we're at with it. And we're really, really excited.
Well, George, Christopher, and Wes, I really enjoyed it tonight. I wish you the best of luck with the film, and I thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
I said that.
You're welcome.
That was in the stereo. There you go.
All right. Y'all have a fantastic night.
Thanks, brother. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, remember to do something for your career every single day and break a leg. Night.
Under the dark, you pacify me. Hold my breath. Take me down, I won't fight. Beat of my heart, you drum inside me. Somewhere my death makes a sound no one can find. I never met anyone like you. Now I'm seeing myself in you.